Item 17, paper 61. Urban Renewal Authority S Street Demand-Led Redevelopment Project. I would like to welcome Mr. Mike Kwan from URA, Mr. So Ai-Long from URA, as well as Ms. Agatha Ng from URA. For Takok Choi area, we have got this demand-led redevelopment project in S Street. So I'll give the floor to URA. Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are from the URA. We're here to brief you on the item DL11. For this demand-led redevelopment project in S Street, it is one of the applications in the third round of demand-led pilot scheme. This year, on the 29th of May, the project was accepted so as to carry out a precinct survey. And in fact, this is the last item in the third round of pilot scheme. S Street. For this demand-led redevelopment project, it is in S Street. Odd numbers of number 5 to 13. For the site area, 474 meters square. Developable site area, 418 meters square. Well, for the third round of the pilot scheme, there was this requirement, that is, no fewer than 67% of the owners should jointly apply, and eventually there should be at least 80% of the owners of undivided shares giving consent before this will be implemented. We are going to make use of public resources and will make use of the public powers to commence the project. On the 29th of May 2015, there was the Gazetto, and we started the precinct survey about the population there. In accordance with Section 26 of the URO, we said that it would be in the form of a development project, and we are now going through the statutory process. I just want to remind you that for this demand-led development project, we must have the authorization from the government before the URA can start the project. Now, for the eligibility criteria, at least 67% of the owners making an application, and then at least 20% of the undivided shares in each lot, and then the smallest area should be at least 400 meters square, and then it must be a case of obvious disrepair. And then for the demand-led project or demand-led pilot scheme, we need two precedents. First of all, the 80% acceptance condition precedent within 75-day period, that is we offer the acquisition and it will be valid for 75 days. Another precedent is that within the 1 year period of our offers, the Secretary for Development should invoke Section 24 and authorize the project. Moreover, during the appeal period, we haven't got any appeals or the appeal has been quashed before we can continue. We need both conditions. If either of them is not present, then the project will be ceased. Now, from this flow chart, you can understand the planning process. As I have said, on the 29th of May, we gazetted the notice, and then there was the freezing survey. On the 6th of June, tenants and owners came to our meeting, on the 4th, of June, we had a meeting with the owners and tenants, and then the details of the social impact assessment will be made available at the DO office as well as our Urban Renewal Resource Center and the URA headquarters. On the 10th of July, there will be another social impact assessment. The 29th of July will be the deadline for completing the consultation exercise. In other words, with 2 months consultation from 29th of May up to 29th of July. Should there be any objection from the public should speak up during this period of time. And then in 3 months' time, for all the objections and all the details should be submitted to the Development Bureau, in particular the Secretary. He may give permission, amend, or refuse to give authorization. And then after the completion of the consultation exercise, we are going to give a conditional offer, and it will be around August or September. 75 days will be counted from the first day of making the offer. A word about the project. Now, from this photograph, you see the building. It was built in 1965 with 10 stories. Now, the current stage of repair, no lifts, and it is in a state of disrepair. You can see that the exposure of the reinforced steel on the rooftop, quite a large number of suspected unauthorized building works. Some people are living on the rooftop. For the Ash Street project, 5 street numbers are involved. Site area 474 meters square. Usable area 418 meters square only. 79 property interests, property 128 households and 6 ground floor shops. We are now in the second SIA exercise. The figures can be confirmed upon completion of the second social impact assessment. Upon redevelopment, we are going to have 69 to 79 or 70 flats, small and medium in size, about 40 meters square each, and then the total floor area 392, and the whole project will be completed in 2021, and then it will take us 5 to 6 months to complete the process if we haven't got any objection. But then should there be any objection, then we need to spend about 12 months' time in total to process the objection. If there are objections and appeals, then our experience is that we need more than 12 months. So we are sort of talking from our experience about the time to be needed. That's all we want to say by way of a briefing. Thank you. So today we have the URA briefing us on the project. Do you require our support, or you simply notify us of the commencement of the project? Now the floor is open to members, Mr. Lau and Mr. Choi. Redevelopment in all urban areas will of course be welcomed by the residents. Now this is a demand-led project. In other words, the initiative has come from the district. I want to know whether you will come every time, because I've been surprised as to why you have come to us, why you have come to report the matter to us. I recall that you didn't do so in the past for each and every project, so I really want to know why. Are you coming every time? First of all, do you need our support, or is it different from others, and are you starting a precedent? So are you coming for other projects in the future as well? Now, in 2 months' time, the public will have a chance to voice objection. The deadline will fall on the 29th of July. In other words, you don't know about the public reaction. Now, today you won't be able to tell us about the feedback. In other words, it is difficult for us to tell you what we think because you haven't even passed the first hurdle in relation to public reaction. So it's difficult for you to ask us for our comments. On the 4th of June, it is said that you have arranged a briefing for those affected by the project, like the owners and the tenants. How many of them turned up and what were the questions that they asked? And did they say that they are happy with it or they are in support or did they object? Otherwise, you simply come here for a briefing, but to be frank, it seems to me that it's difficult for me to tell you my position.
Well, you're not doing a briefing here. You are actually providing some information to us. I don't think this is very responsible. Mr. Choi. This is a very preliminary briefing. You just started consulting the residents. As district councillors, we're still listening to views of the residents, and you're here today to ask us what our views are. We don't have any grounds to say we support you or object you. The site is very small. There was 400 square meters. It would be just like to me, it would be a pencil-like building. 128 households would be affected. You will be providing 69 units only in the future. So I think this is a very weird proposal. You are still at a very early stage of your planning. At this stage, we can't give you any views as to whether we support or object to your proposal. Any other member wishing to speak? No? Then I will give the time of the floor over to the URA. Thank you to members for your questions. I will give you a detailed reply. For every district, all districts including Yao Qingwang, we will present URA projects to the district councils. Members said that this has never been done before for Yao Qingwang. Well, we've done that before, actually. Perhaps the timing doesn't match. Normally, we have 2 months for people to give views. So if the meeting time of the district council doesn't fall into that two-month consultation period, we will not come to the meeting, but we will try to seek your views through circulation of papers. But because the consultation period this time, during it, there is this district council meeting, so we're coming to you this time, and we would like to hear your views so that we can follow up duly. Now, the two-month public consultation period is a statutory requirement. This is part of the law. So everyone in Hong Kong, and not just those who are affected by the project or residents nearby, all Hong Kong people can submit their views on this project, whether they are in support or in opposition of the project. With regard to the briefing, we held two briefing sessions in the evening of the 4th of June. We did it at the Urban Resources Renewal Resource Center. 200 people attended. They included tenants and owners of units. And they, technical questions were raised, how we calculated the compensation package, how the acquisition arrangement would be like. And the tenants, they are concerned about how they will be dealt with in the future, what compensation arrangement will be in place, what relocation arrangement will be in place, and so on and so forth. So the sessions, the forums, the briefing sessions are aimed at what our future plans are, what our timetables are, and what is the policy that we have so that they can get prepared for what is to come. So that's my reply. Thank you, Chairman. URA, do you have anything to add? Ms. Kopo-Ling, Vice Chairman. Thank you, Chairman. First of all, I welcome the demand-led redevelopment projects of the URA. I think it will do good to improving the situation in old districts. Now, as for this particular project in Ash Street, you are coming to brief us on this project today. I agree with our colleagues' views, and that is, we just take note of what's happening. We know that this is going on at the URA, but at this particular juncture, it's difficult for us to give you any views because you've just started communicating this project, the message, the information of this project to the residents. I think it's all right for us to take note of this project, and it's good that you come. Any other member wishing to ask a question? Some members said, and you also said the same, that this is only a presentation of the information. This is what is happening and at Asher Street. You are doing work on that project, and this is a consultation period. People can raise objection if they like. Now, during this period, well, actually, the consultation period has not come to an end. District councillors today would hear what you plan to do. I don't think we are yet in a stage where you are seeking support from us. So you are just notifying us here. You are not really consulting us on this project. So we will not say one way or another, i.e. whether we support or object to the project. Any other member wish to ask a question? No. URA, any supplement? No. If not, then that's it for this item.